From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Getting the hour underway with Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander and his trio. From the album We've Only Just Begun, it's a live date recorded on December 1st, 1971, at the Club Monticello in Henrietta, New York, a suburb of Rochester. The pianist was in his mid-20s at the time of this recording and is in fine form here, with longtime Dave Brubeck bassist Eugene Wright and drummer Bobby Durham. This is their take of I've Never Been in Love Before.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded on October 3rd, 1956 in Los Angeles, that's a quintet led by tenor sax man Warren Marsh, with another tenor, Ted Brown, Ronnie Ball, piano, George Tucker, bass, and Jeff Morton on drums. We heard Ear Conditioning. That can be found on the album Intuition, a CD compilation from the Blue Note label, containing the entire LP Jazz of Two Cities, from Warren Marsh and his quintet from 1956. In addition, this album contains another session recorded in 1949, a band fronted by the great Lenny Tristano on piano, with Warren Marsh on tenor sax and Lee Konitz on alto. Before that, music from trombonist Jennifer Wharton. She is a mistress of the bass trombone, and she has performed in a wide variety of settings, including straight-ahead jazz, big band, and even as part of the Pitt Orchestra on many Broadway performances. From her 2019 release Bonegasm, with three additional trombone players, John Fetchuk, Alan Ferber, and Nate Mayland, also Mike Eckroth, piano, Evan Greger, bass, Don Peretz, drums, and Mauricio Herrera on percussion. We heard North Rampart from Jennifer Wharton. And we began the set and also the hour with the Monte Alexander Trio, recorded live in the Rochester area in December of 1971. From We've Only Just Begun, we heard I've Never Been in Love Before. We'll begin this set with another tenor sax player, Bill Barron, the older brother of piano legend Kenny Barron, who is also featured on this session. The album The Tenor Stylings of Bill Barron, first released in 1961, with Ted Kersen on trumpet, as I said, Kenny Barron on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Frankie Dunlop on drums. This is the opening track, Blast Off.
Thank you. fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid Anne. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine.
going back to 1967 for pianist Denny Zeitlin and his album Zeitgeist. It's a collection of jazz standards and some originals, which go into more avant-garde territory. It's a trio date. On that track, he was joined by Joe Halpin on bass and Oliver Johnson on drums. On the last three tracks of the release, he's joined by Charlie Hayden on bass and Jerry Grinnelli on drums. We heard their take of a piece which had only been around for 2 years, first released in 1965, but it already had become a jazz standard, Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage. The vocal of the set came from English songstress Amy Baker. She began singing at the age of 10, and throughout her adolescent and teen years, won numerous awards for her vocal abilities. She's a huge fan of swing and jazz vocals. From her second studio album from 2019, the album It's a Good Day, she's backed by a small orchestra. We heard A Fine Romance from Amy Baker. And we began that set with Bill Barron from 1961, Blast Off, from the tenor stylings of Bill Barron. You're listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1910. We'll begin our final set of the hour with an acoustic jazz duo from Switzerland, comprised of guitarist Thomas Sauter and bassist Daniel Schleppi, and a track from their 2019 release, The Summer I Was 10. It's a nice collection of intimate acoustic ballads. We'll listen to the opening track, Her Favorite Color Was Blue. Thank you.
Thank you.
The King of Swing, Benny Goodman, in a trio with Mel Powell on piano and Eddie Grady on drums. Recorded for Capitol in 1954, Everything I've Got Belongs to You. From The Complete Trios, a CD containing Benny Goodman's entire trio output for Capitol from 1947 and 54. Before that, trumpeter Don Sleet, a man who sadly died in obscurity in 1986 as he released just one album as a leader. From 1961, the album All Members, with Jimmy Heath on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Ron Carter bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. We heard Brooklyn Bridge. And we began our final set of the hour with some acoustic jazz from Thomas Sauter on guitar and Daniel Schleppi on bass. Her Favorite Color Was Blue from The Summer I Was 10. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.